Praised be Jesus and Mary. St. John Damascene was born in the 7th century, and he's the most remarkable of the Greek writers of the 8th century. His father was a Christian civil servant in the midst of the Mohammedans of Damascus, whose caliph made him his minister. And this one day, he found in the public square an Italian priest and a group of Christian captives who had been condemned to slavery. And he ransomed him and assigned him to his son to be his tutor. And young John made extraordinary progress in all of his classes, especially theology. And he became famous for his encyclopedic knowledge and theological method, which later became a source of inspiration to St. Thomas Aquinas. When his father died, the caliph made John his principal advisor. And that actually means it was through St. John Damascene that the advanced sciences made their appearance among the Arab Muslims who had burnt the famous library of Alexandria in Egypt. Therefore, it really wasn't the Muslims who instructed the Christians, as was believed for some time in Europe. St. John also vigorously opposed the brutal iconoclast persecution instigated by the emperor of Constantinople, Leo the Assyrian. He befriended Saint Germain, the patriarch of Constantinople, in the defense of the veneration of sacred images. And this outraged the emperor so much that he devised a plot against St. John. He had a letter forged and signed in St. John's name, and he addressed the letter to himself. And the letter was an offer to deliver up the city of Damascus to the emperor. The emperor then sent the letter to the caliph of Damascus, informing him that he had a traitor for minister. And although St. John defended himself against the charge, he was condemned by the caliph to have his right hand cut off. And the severed hand was attached to a post in a public square. But later, John obtained the hands afterwards and invoked the Blessed Mother in a prayer which has been preserved to this day. And he prayed to be able to continue to write the praises of her son and herself. And the next morning when he woke up, he found his hand joined again to his arm, leaving no trace of pain, but only a fine red line, like a bracelet, marking the site of the miracle. And he was reinstated afterwards, but believed that heaven had made it clear that he was destined to serve the church by his writings. He therefore distributed his property to the poor and sought seclusion in the monastery of St. Sabas near Jerusalem, where he spent most of his remaining years in apologetic writings and prayer. He's famous in three areas. First, he's known for his writings against the iconoclast, who, as we mentioned, opposed the the veneration of images. Second, he's famous for his treatise, Exposition of the Orthodox Faith, a summary of the Greek fathers, of which he became the last. It's said that this book is to the Eastern schools what the Summa of St. Thomas Aquinas became to the West. And thirdly, he's known as a poet. His devotion to the Blessed Mother and his sermons on her feasts are well known. And occasionally he would he'd leave the monastery to console the Christians of Syria and Palestine and to strengthen them, even going to Constantinople in the hope of obtaining martyrdom there. However, he was able to return to his monastery, and it was there that he died in peace at the age of 104. And he's buried near the door of the monastery church. And that was in the year 780. So today we pray to St. John for that same zeal for the salvation of souls, and that same concern for our fellow Christians, to encourage them to build up the faith and instruct others in the truth that we've been entrusted with.